This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's Hezbollah blamed Israel for a spree of pager blasts across Lebanon, saying it will get its fair punishment, according to a statement released by the militant group on Tuesday. The statement was issued by the television station run by Hezbollah. At least 8 people were killed and 2,800 others injured, including Hezbollah fighters. Medics and Iran's envoy to Beirut were wounded on Tuesday when the pagers they used to communicate exploded across Lebanon, security sources and the Lebanese health minister said. A Hezbollah official said the detonation of the pagers was the biggest security breach the group had been subjected to in nearly a year of conflict with Israel. Israel said on Tuesday halting Hezbollah's attacks in the country's north to allow residents to return to their homes is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon, AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Israeli officials have repeatedly threatened to take heavier military action to halt the near-daily attacks, which began shortly after the outbreak of the war in Gaza. Jerusalem's regularly launched airstrikes in response and has targeted and killed senior Hezbollah commanders. The fighting has displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border. Hezbollah has said it would halt the attacks with a ceasefire in Gaza, and the U.S. has pressed for restraint. I'm Charles De La Desma.
State media in Myanmar reported on Tuesday floods and landslides triggered by last week's Typhoon Yagi and seasonal monsoon rains have claimed at least 226 lives, with 77 people missing. The new figures pushed the total number of dead in Southeast Asia from the storm past